What's good, planet Earth? Coach Chris Bitterelli here. I'm going to give you some inexpensive ways for you to channel some better health. And the simplest form to start with is, what are you drinking? Are you an individual that drinks soda, wine, anything that is not natural? What is your water intake like? Are you drinking enough water? If you're not drinking enough water, or notice that you're not drinking enough water, or need to start drinking some water, here are some basic breakdowns on different types of water, as well as why you ought to transition. So I'll give you a brief example of why. Now, me being 29, I've had to learn to transition myself to drinking water, because first of all, I grew up drinking Snapple iced tea, peach style, Snapple Orangeade 2, my favorites. When I was in junior high, I used to have heart problems, no joke, asthma problems. And I noticed that after drinking this peach iced tea, I started having like trouble breathing. It was like I was skipping breaths, and I don't know why. It was just strange and bizarre. So then I stopped drinking Snapple, unfortunately. And little by little, as I was getting into my high school years, especially senior, I had started to just drink more water. But it doesn't start with just there, folks. It is also critical and important to know that once you transition yourselves out of all of these sugary beverages, even juices and sodas and soft drinks with that's having all of these added sugars, it'll play a tremendous role on your health and even your weight if you're looking to lose weight. So here's an example. Like, starting with water, first of all, what types of good water is to start with? You want and need to get something that's spring water. Natural spring water. This purified, pure, it's no good. I'm sorry. I have to break it down to you, because you're having water essentially has vital minerals. Minerals that helps us with vitality and certain efficiency inside our body. And this purified pure water, it's a good start if you're trying to transition, but it's not the best type. And I'll share you as one example. So this is a water that you can get at Aldi's. Pure agua, purified water, minerals added for taste. It's not so good. But if you have to get water, it's way better than getting yourself some soda. Way better than giving your kids soda. But this is more for the adults, because trying to get the kids to transition from soda to water, that's a whole different conversation and that's a whole different episode. Now, something that I grew up with more commonly is Poland Spring Water from New York. And this is not so easy to acquire living here in Florida. I've been able to stumble upon it at BJ's Wholesale. And it's actually a little bit more pricier. Let me bring it back to why it's important to buy some water for yourselves. Would you rather spend a few extra hundreds of dollars on pills, or would you rather spend a few thousand dollars on doctor visits and surgery, when all you have to do is, or could do, is start with water, drinking more water in order to get some self-healing inside of you by getting some natural nutrients inside of you? Our body's like, what, 70% water? So there's gonna be some some health enthusiasts, health pros probably watching this. Give me a thumbs up and let's go to the next level. Now, there are other types of waters that we can acquire. For example, in the USA, each country has its own source, like France. Big ups to France on having like this more accessible, clean, efficient water. Man, I can't wait to go to France. So here is an example of a natural spring water bottle, Saratoga. You can get this and sparkling water. Sparkling water is actually my preferred choice because it's got kind of like that soda gassy type of feel to it. And you can get this and Saratoga as well as in, for example, Publix. Actually, sometimes at Publix, they have this $2 for $4 bottle special on Saratoga. So yeah, get yourself some of this. Now it's like, whoa, wait a minute, like there's these water packs. I can be buying $5 or $10 for these, like, was it 12 or 24 packs of waters? But you're not willing to, it would be best in your best interest to invest in some better drinking habits and some better water than having to rely on going to doctor visits and spending hundreds of dollars on prescription pills that you don't need. It's not natural. Now, I'll bring you to my favorite. My favorite is this one that was recommended to me by, shout out to Maria Montoya, Health Maven, another health coach. I'll be providing some links and resources so you can get some training from her, some experiences and services from her. She and Paul Check learned this, the Mountain Valley. And this is like an original premium spring water. And it's got great quality. And you know that you're handling a great quality water when it shows the mineral contents and the minerals that are inside. So again, a great quality water is gonna provide natural minerals in there. That's how you know it's got life and vitality. And by drinking that, you'll just be at a more efficient version of yourself. And this is bottled in the Ouachita Mountains, straight up USA, for anyone outside the States. And I'll share you one that's outside of the USA that we do have here. And one example is my uncle, who loves to drink it, and he'll brag about it. And it is this Fiji Natural Artesian Water. So these are examples. It says here, Earth's finest water, product of Fiji. Shout out to the Asians. Get yourself some Fiji water. And yeah, I mean, it's great stuff. And it's definitely a transition if you're a sugar fanatic or soda lover, drinker. Just a reminder that there are people out there in communities suffering from like teeth loss. People like communities that are addicted to Mountain Dew, and they're like people in their 20s losing their teeth, having to get dentures, and it's embarrassing, it's sad, and it's unfortunate. And it all starts with, for example, drinking water, natural water. This even goes to the liquor drinkers, alcohol lovers, not to put shame on you or to negatively. Negatively call you out. It's just a reminder because over time you're putting yourself chances of a liver cancer. It's called cirrhosis. Liver cirrhosis, and that's not cool. And I mean, you know, it's cool to have a glass of wine or liquor every now and then, but if you're drinking every day, and just, I would advise it, you know. Shout out to my uncle, because he's definitely one of those particular individuals that needs to drink high quality water, And every now and then, thankfully, he'll get to some of his Fiji water. What else? Hey, without water, we wouldn't have liquor. Without water, we wouldn't have wine. Without water, we wouldn't have alcohol. Because what do we need to grow the liquor and the water? Because what is the... what? Grapes. What do we need to grow grapes? And also, if you're trying to decrease your sugar and you're trying to... but still have that sugar withdrawals, I mean, get yourself some gum. That's a great start. Because, like, I know it still has these, like, harmful ingredients, but it's also, like, for example, the caloric intake. You're not fully digesting the calories because, like, say, a candy bar or a cookie, it can be, like, ranging from 100 to 200 calories. And, I mean, you just have, like, a gum. It's, like, 5 calories, 10 calories. In order to just minimize your cravings, because sugar is a drug and it'll lead to withdrawal symptoms, and like voices telling you go get the cookies in the fridge. Wait, how many people actually live? Go get the cookies in the closet. So yeah. I hope this share was useful. Get yourself some water, give it a thumbs up, share it to anybody that you feel needs to drink more water or that doesn't understand or know that these different classifications of water. Don't get yourself pure or purified water. Get yourself some natural spring Poland water as an example, and Let's change this movement. Let's not create power to these superpowers. Stop trying to help these people profit, like Coca-Cola, like all these soda companies. By buying them, you are giving them profit and power. And no, let's not do that. Let's give it to the people that are supporting our health and vitality. So give those people, give the Poland Spring people your money instead of Coca-Cola. Because Coca-Cola's, you know. And have a great weekend. Peace, y'all.